Dr. Tom Knox, Dr. Russ Rawls, and Dr. Jason McConnell of Knox Orthopedics, No. 3 Medical Plaza, are pleased to announce the Association of Orthopedic Surgeon Dr. Don Franklin III. Dr. Franklin is now accepting new patients. Bone and joint repair, sports medicine and injuries, or conditions related to aging are specialties of Knox Orthopedics, where they're committed to improving your quality of life. Make your appointment at 424-3400 or visit knoxorthopedics.com.
I told you that front tire needed air.
I know, Dad.
Where's the tire iron? I told you, always keep a tire iron and a jack.
I know, Dad. I got it. Roadside assistance is included with my shelter insurance auto policy. It's one of the reasons you told me to get it. Remember?
Maybe you do listen after all.
At Shelter, listening to you is what we do best.
Shelter Insurance just announced lower auto rates. See Agent Scott Tabor for more details.
It may surprise you to hear that it doesn't hurt our feelings when we're told Farmers and Merchants Bank and the Bank of Fayetteville are old-fashioned names. In fact, we kind of like it. Old-fashioned is caring, kindness, honesty, truly valuable these days, as are unique solutions. So in the year ahead, we're investing in the best user-friendly technology in banking while keeping our old-fashioned values intact. We're excited about 2021 at the Home of Me Banking, member FDIC.
ASU Mountain Home is proud to be recognized as the top in the nation, located within minutes of two beautiful lakes and three rivers that feature great fishing and water sports. Hiking, camping, and hunting opportunities also abound in this region. The campus of ASUMH, situated on scenic rolling hills, will truly inspire you to reach for your educational goals and change your life. Your future looks awesome at ASUMH. Live it while you learn it. For more information, visit asumh.edu.
And we welcome you into the Lady Bombers postgame show here on Classic Hits 101.7 as Mount Holmes girls are able to get the victory over Van Buren today, 45-37. Let's first get our Dewey and Sons Plumbing player of the game. I tell you what, actually it was a balanced game for Mountain Home today, but I will be going with Kate Gilbert as the player of the game. She ended up leading Mountain Home with 19 points, including going a perfect 7 of 7 from the free throw line. She really had a sensational game at the charity stripe this afternoon. 8 points on the day for Addison Yates, 7 for Lauren Waymire, including going 5 of 6 from the free throw line. 5 points for Parker Husky off the bench, 3 for Amelia Rucker, and also 3 for Kay Jackson. The leading score for Van Buren was Brooklyn Kennedy with 20 points, 12 of those coming in the first quarter alone. 7 on the day for Elizabeth Rainwater, 5 each for Avery Shelley and Allie Moss. One for Nicole Cope. This game had 2 ties and 1 lead change. Rebounds, Mount Home did a much better job attacking the boards. They ended up with 21 rebounds compared to 12 for Van Buren. Turnovers, Mount Home ended up with 9 today, and Van Buren had 7. So with the win, Mount Home is going to improve to 3-18 on the season, 2-8 in the 5A West. The Lady Pointers are going to fall to looks like to 8-13 overall and 2-8 in conference play. So Mountain Homes girls get the victory, and that's going to wrap up the Lady Bombers postgame show in the first portion of our doubleheader. We'll come your way again in about 3 minutes from now. But right now we'll take it back to the studio for a little music. Again, our final score today, Mountain Home defeats Van Buren in this girls' matchup, 45-38. You've been listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
We'll take a short intermission and return with the second portion of our doubleheader in just a moment on Classic Hits 101.7.